This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Reports of abuse and neglect involving children who already are receiving services from the state are on the rise. That's according to the annual report from the state child advocate. Gail Gerringer says in the last fiscal year, there were almost 300 neglect and abuse reports involving children being served by state agencies. That's a 20% increase from the previous year. More than 180 of those reports involve children in the care or custody of DCF, the majority of them in foster homes. The report comes as Gerringer's office is investigating the recent death of a 2-year-old girl in an Auburn foster home, as well as the starvation and beating of a 7-year-old Hardwick boy, allegedly at the hands of his father, who had recently gained custody. We spoke with Gerringer, who is the state's first child advocate, but is stepping down from her post this month after 7 years. She says the state has a responsibility to get a handle on abuse of children in its care.
When DCF takes a child into custody, we have an obligation as a state to do our very best we can to make sure that child is safe and in an environment where he or she can thrive.
This overall increase seen in the reporting of these situations, is that due, do you think, to increased awareness, or is it a true increase in abuse and neglect incidents?
I think it would be premature to say it's a true increase in the incidents. We certainly, as we know, since late 2013 with the tragedy involving Jeremiah Oliver, have seen increases in 51A reports of abuse or neglect across the board. I think people have heightened awareness. I think people, if previously might have felt, well, you know, I'm not so sure, I won't file a report. I think we are just seeing more reports across the board.
And yet, again, these are children who are already in state care at some level. So what does the increase possibly tell us about how the system is working?
I think the main thing it tells us is that while we are trying to do the best we can by our kids, that no one agency can do it all. I mean, DCF, with the best of people, with the most resources, still needs all of us really working with them and understanding that a lot of good work goes on in that agency. And I think that as we look at child protection agencies around the country, there tend to be, you know, peaks and valleys with some stability, but inherent in this work, unfortunately, we are going to see some tragedies, and they do seem to at times come up in, you know, combination with one another. And this is really what led to the creation of this office initially, and unfortunately, as I leave, I'm seeing a wave of tragedies again right now, and we have a long way to go.
You say right in the report that as the state's first child advocate, you were charged with demanding accountability and fostering collaboration among the Commonwealth's child service agencies, and that seems like that would be a very complicated dynamic. As you navigate that tense high wire, do you feel that the Office of the Child Advocate has improved conditions for children in Massachusetts?
I think that we have made some inroads. I think there's a long way to go. I think it's important to realize that when the office was created, it was really initially an executive order, and then the legislature gave us additional responsibilities. We are very, very small. We have limited staff. I'm a child advocate with a staff of 4 other people and a limited budget. I feel that the office is at a critical juncture right now. I am leaving, and my successor will be appointed. There are also efforts underway to strengthen the independence of the office and to have the child advocate not serve at the pleasure of the governor, but have a fixed term of 5 years with removal only for cause. This would be analogous to the position of the inspector general in Massachusetts. And I think that those kinds of steps, if this legislation is passed, would help create increased independence, autonomy for the office moving forward.
From the Office of the Child Advocate, Gail Gerringer, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.